ata Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam Shakol Niyabir Varo. Okay, I want to dedicate this year for a Refuah Shleima for a Yid who's going through a difficult time. His name's Yisrael Amichai Ben Tzara, and you should have a Refuah Shleima B'soch Shar Cholei Yisrael. This period of the year, really starting Rosh Hashanah, is a zman of recreating Adam. We say on Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Haras Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man on Rosh Hashanah. And we know that when we talk about the creation of the world, we're talking about the creation of Adam Arishon. Rosh Hashanah, being Aleph Tishrei, being the sixth day of creation, creation really began on the 25th of Elul. And therefore, what we're sort of trying to do during these days is to recreate Adam HaRishon. We're trying to metaken everything that Adam HaRishon did wrong, and even though we don't really understand the full depth of that chet, but we're trying in some way to make sure that from Adam, where everything began, through the Geula, which we're longing for, and we know that Tshuva certainly is a stepping stone to Geula, we're hoping that we can in some way do our part in making that a reality. Pasuk says in source number one, that when Adam HaRishon was created, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Asa Adam Afar Min HaAdama, Hashem made man from the dirt, Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim, Vayihi Adam LeNefesh Chayim. Hashem gave life to Adam HaRishon. There are many connections between the blowing of the shofar and the Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim. There's a lot to be said about that. But I want to highlight what Unkelis and Rashi, in his own words, seems to express, and that is that the essence of man, the essence of Adam, as Unkelis says in source number two, what does it mean to be a nefesh chaya? What does it mean to be a living being? Unkelis says, l'ruach mamala. Ruach mamala means a speaking being. To be alive means to be aware of the koach hadibur and to understand how a Jew is meant to use the koach hadibur and to use it in the right way. That's the essence of Adam HaRishon, that's the essence of any human being. The koach hapeh, the koach hadibur. If I were to ask you, what was the shoresh of the chet Eitz Hadas? Where does it all begin? If I were to ask you, what's the first aspect of the chet? So some say that the essence of the chet Eitz Hadas is a pagam in achila, which is why people are so crazy about food these days, maybe, some would say. And some would say that the chet Eitz Hadas is a pagam in re'iyah, that Chava looked and she saw, that the Eitz was Nechmad Lamara, so maybe that's the root of the Pagam. Some would say it's a Pagam in Tznius, Adam and Chava didn't realize that the Nachash was watching them be intimate, and maybe that's the beginning of the Pagam, arousing the jealousy of the Nachash. The Shemi Shmuel, in Parshas Devarim, about 100 years ago, Tafresh Ayin Vav, is source number 3. It says, really, 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 the Shoresh of the Chet, and everything that came afterward, this of course was many things, is rooted in a Pagam in Dibor. Is a misuse of speech. How so? Where's the misuse of speech? It's part of a long Shemi Shmuel, he's explaining different machloksim in the Gemara. Very fascinating piece, it's a long piece. Just give you a little piece of it here. He starts by quoting from the Chovas HaLevavos. Chovas HaLevavos writes in the Shara Bechina on Parakei, Lishna Kulmusa Deliba. The Lashon, the power of speech, is the Kulmus, is the quill, is the pen, so to speak, of the heart. Which is a beautiful idea. And many others far quote this idea. Again, it's found in Chovas HaLevavos. Lishna kulmasa deliba. The lashon, the tongue, the power of speech, is the pen or is the quill, so to speak, of the heart. Haynu shemegal es masha taman belibo shel adam shehu pnimiuso. Because we have many things that are in our heart, and it's hard sometimes to express the feelings of our heart. But hopefully we can be makasher, the peh and the lev, to bring the two together, to reveal what a person feels on the inside. Uveemtzos halashon misgalev in yiralachutz. And again, through the power of speech, we can reveal our emotions and our thoughts and our feelings. Imkain, says the Shem Yishmuel, where it's bolded, Nira she'ever ha'lashon hu mamutza bein pnimius ha'adam l'chitzonioso. Therefore, the power of speech serves as the medium, as the intermediary, between the inside of man and the outside of man. Which is why there's parts of my speech which are internal and parts of my speech which are external. Right? The midway point, so to speak, I mean, my throat is part of the speech, my lips are part of the speech, we're going to talk a lot about that. The tongue, which is in the middle, actually can go inside or outside, which is amazing. And mamish is the mamutza between the inside and the outside of a person, because the tongue is the, again, so to speak, that bridge to bring out the inner thoughts of man. And therefore he says, Valkein, b'ksas in yonim, hukegiloi, hukestas in yanim hukatamun. Therefore, sometimes we view speech as something internal, sometimes we view it as something external. He says it's connected to a machlokes. I think it's Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether or not dibur is considered a maisa. Right? He says it might be dependent, which is the ikur aspect of speech. Is it the inside of speech or the outside of speech? But speech, again, is that bridge between the inside and the outside. And he says, therefore, the avoda is to try to make sure that we're bringing out good things outward, as opposed to taking from the outside world and chas v'shalom bringing it into our inner world. But speech will play, again, that bridge between the two worlds. And then he writes at the end of source number 3, where it's bolded. V'chein matzinu b'chet harishon b'et hadas tovera shehischil mipagam halashon. That the starting point, and again, the chet would include all the other things that I mentioned, but the starting point of the chet etz hadas is a pagam in speech. Shosifa tzivoy. Now that's a machlokas in Chazal, exactly what happened in terms of Adam maybe telling, was it Chava who added on, don't touch the tree? Was it Adam who was mechadesh, don't touch the tree? This is obviously going to follow that mahalach, that Adam was the one who added on to the tzivoy. That Adam told erroneously, he conveyed the Dvar Hashem incorrectly to Chava. He said that Hashem told, right? Hashem says to us, we're not allowed to eat the tree, we're also not allowed to touch the tree. And of course, that leads, as Rashi explains, for the Nachash to push Chava into the tree. Chava touches the tree, just as you're not going to die from touching, you won't die from eating, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. But it all starts, as the Shem Yishmuel, with Adam speaking incorrectly. That he was Hosifa al Hatzivoy. That he added to a Kodesh Baruch Hosivoy. And then it led to the Kabbalah Lashon Hara of the Nachash. Again, the Pagam of Dibur. Until what happened. And here we are today, Tav Shinayin Ches, sitting in Washington Heights, New York, trying to figure out how we can bring Mashiach. Okay, but all goes back to the Chet Eitz Hadas, which again is rooted in the Pagam of Dibur. The Arizal writes in the Sefer Likutim in this week's Parsha, an idea that, again, many other Sifrei Chassidus and Svarma Pnimius HaTorah discuss, and that is that Adam HaRishon, the all-encompassing man, is really an acronym for the different dimensions of Adam as he'll emerge over the course of history. And Adam, therefore, is Rashi Tevos, Adam, David, Mashiach. The connection between Adam and David is well known. Adam was supposed to live 1,000 years. Chazal say that he gave away 90 of those years to David HaMelech, who was supposed to live a short life, and David, of course, leads to Malchus Mashiach. But the Arizal says such a remez that Adam, right, the name Adam really contains and encompasses the whole avoda of all of Adam, of all of mankind, which is to get to David and by there through Malchus David to come to Mashiach. And that's what we're trying to fix. That's what we're working on today. Adam messed up with the pagam of Dibur, and Mashiach is going to be metaki in the world through his koach HaDibur. Which again, I'm not going to get into right now, but if you've learned the second Torah in Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nachman talks about Mashiach's koach HaTfilah. And again, you look at the psukim in Yeshaya, Perek Mem Beis, the ability for Mashiach to conquer the world with speech, without screaming at anyone, without yelling at anyone, certainly not without taking up weapons or chopping off anyone's head. Mashiach will come, he'll convey the Dvar Hashem, and people are going to listen to the words of Mashiach. So Mashiach has a unique koach HaDibur, which again is connected to this tikkun of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. And that's especially true in the Achron Sheva Achron where we're holding today. Okay, we don't know why Mashiach didn't come earlier. The bottom line is, it's Tav Shinayin Ches. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and in Maseches Sanhedrin that the world is 6,000 years, which means this is mamish, this is it, this is the end. We're holding by the end. And specifically, this Galus Achron, the Galus of Edom, which again we're trying to wrap up today, is very deeply connected to a Pagam of Lashon, specifically a Pagam of Lashon Hara, whether you understand it through Chorban Bayis Sheni, being Simas Chinam, which might be connected to Lashon Hara. Whereas the Medrash in source number 5 says so perhaps even more clearly, the Medrash in Devarim Rabba, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'olam Hazeh al Yedei Shehayu Beneichem Bali Lashon Hara, Silakti as Shechinasi mi Beneichem. In the world today, because people are speaking Lashon Hara, and again, let's not forget what the Chavetz Chaim writes, Halacha L'maisa, in Sefer Chavetz Chaim, not in Shmir Salak Shon, in the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, in the Halacha section, that just like a person can speak Lashon Hara with one's lips, you can speak Lashon Hara by writing nasty things about other people. You can speak Lashon Hara by making strange facial expressions. Someone says a comment, it's a little bit off, and you make a funny face. That's also Chavetz Chaim Paskin, Salak L'maisa, that's also Lashon Hara. So because we live in a world of Lashon Hara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have no place in such a world. Aval HaSidlavo, but to bring the Geula, Shani Oker Yitzhahara Mibinechem, Ani Machzer Shechinasi Binechem. I'm going to get rid of the Yitzhahara, which is deeply connected to again to a pagam of dibor, to lashon hara, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll be able to return my shechina to the world. So all of Jewish history and all of world history starts with a pagam of dibor and ends, so to speak, with a tikkun of dibor. That's the big picture of world history. And that's the tshuva that we're trying to do for Adam HaRishon, who was pogam with his dibor. That's tshuva in the biggest sense of the world. Now let's talk about tshuva as we know the mitzvah of tshuva. What is the mitzvah of tshuva? How do you do tshuva? How would you define the essence of the mitzvah of tshuva? This is a big discussion already amongst the Rishonim. Right? How do you do tshuva? There are halachos. Shlomo Zalman Orbach once said, he was very upset. He said, people ask me all sorts of shailas, questions in, you know, all sorts of areas of halacha. He says, it's written in the Halicha Shlomo and Tishrei. He says, no one asks me shailas, halacha lemaisa shailas on how do you do tshuva? They're halachos. There's hilchos tshuva. It's real halachos. Rabbi Chasman also, the great Mashkiach, said, he said, just like there's hilchos chametz, there's hilchos matzah, there's hilchos tshuva. Again, you have to pass on like the Rambam, you can pass on like Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, there's different ways to... But the bottom line is, these are halachos. These are not nice ideas. These are real halachos. Shalosh Yom Kodem Achag. The person has to learn the halachos. How could you possibly do tshuva? Just like you can't kasher your home for Pesach if you don't know the halachos. So it's not possible to do tshuva unless you know the halachos. So what is the essence of tshuva? What is the definition of tshuva? What is the mitzvah? What is the nature of the mitzvah of tshuva? So I want to look at the words of the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam, because they both highlight a specific aspect of what we would say is a piece of the mitzvah of tshuva, but they seem to say that is tshuva, that's the essence of tshuva. The Sefer HaChinuch is found in mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet in source number 7. But before we do that, every time I quote this Chinuch, I like to point out the following. Rav Tzadok, Tzadok Kohen of Lublin, has an idea in his Sefer Machshavos Charutz in Oz Tesvav. He says, Simana Milsa. Simana Milsa means that sometimes the simen of something is a sign. What does that mean? Rav Tzadok says that the simen, the particular chapter where a halacha falls out in the Torah or in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a reason. There's a reason that it falls out in that chapter. So there's a reason that Hilchos Kibud Av V'Em is in chapter 240, simen Resh Mem of Yoredeah. You have to figure out what that means. Resh Mem is Gematria Malik. You have to figure out the Siman HaMilsa. Right? Hilchos Shofar is in the simen. That's Gematria Shofar. There's a lot of different Ramazim, the different Sfarim, but Rav Tzadok says the Rishonim are writing with Ruach HaKodesh to some degree, and therefore Simana Milsa, it's not Stam, when a particular halacha falls out in a particular place, you have to be ma'ayin into it. So I'll add my own little piece to this. Why does the Chinuch put the mitzvah of tshuva, or more specifically, as we'll see, the mitzvah of vidoy, in mitzvah 364? I think it's Pashan. The Gemara says in Yoma, in source number 6, Daf Chaf Abed Aleph, that 364 days of the year the Satan has Rishus to be Mastin, to be Makatreg, but there's one day a year that the Satan can't get us. And what day is that? That's Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara in Yom, how do you know that the Satan can get you 364 days, but can't get you on Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, because HaSatan, this is the Gemara says, HaSatan is Gematria 364. So 364 days, he has Rishus Lastunai, but there's one day that he can't get you, and that's Yom Kippur. So I think it's a Davar Pashut, in a very not pashut way, why the Sefer HaChinuch says that the mitzvah of tshuva is mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet. Because for 364 days of the year, a Jew needs to do tshuva. 364 days of the year, a person needs to be misvada, he has to express vidui. As we'll see, is the essence of tshuva according to the Chinuch. There's one day a year where he doesn't have to apologize for anything because Satan doesn't have the ability to get him on Yom Kippur. Okay, there's questions on this also. Well, it's not possible to do an aveir on Yom Kippur. Okay. But perhaps this is an omek as to why the Chinuch Dafka writes about tshuva and mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet. So what exactly is the nature of tshuva? Let's talk now a little more, you know, pashup shat, halacha lemaisa. What's the nature of tshuva? Says the Chinuch in source number 7, Shinitztavinu lehisvados lefnei Hashem akol achatam shachatanu be'ez shinisnachim aleim. When you regret the bad things that you've done, you need to do vidui. The Chinuch defines the mitzvah of tshuva. He doesn't call it tshuva. He says, right, at the top of my Chinuch, it says, mitzvahs vidui alachet. You're not going to find a separate entry for tshuva. The Chinuch says that the essence of the mitzvah, what we would sometimes call b'lashon b'nei am tshuva, right, the real way to define it is the mitzvah is the tzivoy of vidui. And he says, v'zeu inyan ha-vidui sheyomer adam be'ez ha-tshuva. This is the vidui that we do b'shas tshuva. But the mitzvah is vidui. Ana Hashem, Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati, Kein Vachain. Klomer, she is Krachet. I should mention it. I should remind myself what I did. And then he says an amazing thing. And this is really an important technique to think about in the process of tshuva. Look what he writes where it's bolded. Mishar Sheham Mitzvah. When he explains what is the essence of the mitzvah of tshuva. Says the Chinuch, and again, I mamish feel that if you wrap your head around this piece of Chinuch, and you buy into this idea of what tshuva is in the form of vidui, this can mamish really cause a person to change his life. Because the Chinuch says, why do I have to say what I did? Why can't I just know it? Why can't I just think about it? You know, I understand dvarim shavolev enam dvarim, it's a discussion, but I know what I did wrong. That's enough to think about it. Right? Maybe there's a tshuva should be to think. Why do I have to say it? Says the Chinuch, mitzvah shei ha-mitzvah. When I say the words, when I say, I, Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, spoke Lashon Hara this past year, and I was Ma'akev the Geula, when I say that, and I don't try to think, well, no, I spoke Lashon Hara about Rishayim, or it wasn't really my fault. When I say it, and I really admit that I did X, Y, or Z, even if I just say it to myself, and to the Rabbono Shalom, that's a big deal. Says the Chinuch, what are you doing when you say it? Tisgal ha-mechshav ha-sachote v'daito, Shumamin be'emes, ki galoi v'yadua lifnei akel baruch. You're admitting that I can't, because there's this dissonance that exists within us. That even the things that I know that I did, but I focus on, but I also learned, and I also davened, and I give tzedakah, and I said nice things. So the times that I said Lashon Hara, you know, what's the big deal? Right? I use my eyes to look at the Gemara. Okay, so once in a while my eyes stray to something that I shouldn't have seen, but I also use my eyes to look at the Gemara. And I can't, if I say out loud, again, even Bein Adam La'atzmo, I, Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, I did X, Y, and Z. It shakes a person. The Chinuch says, you're admitting that Hashem knows. And as much as you're admitting that Animam B'Hura Shlema, that Hashem knows, you're also really talking to yourself. To say it, it hurts to say it. Imagine you have to say it to even your friend, to your roommate, some of the things you did. It hurts. So even just saying it to yourself and saying it to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it allows a person to really believe, yes, what I did matters. And I have to acknowledge it. And not to live with, in the back of my mind, I know I did it, but to say it out loud. To say it, to bring it to this world. Yeah? That the lips should be what? The kul misalev. To write it out, so to speak, with my lips. To put it out there in the world. Even for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see. That's a big deal. And he writes at the end, he ends the piece, three lines from the end. V'achshav ba'avonoseinu she'ein lanu mikdash v'lo mizbeach ha'parah. His man is that you can't bring a carbon. He says, halacha, the halacha tells us even when you brought a carbon, you have to do vidui. But his man is that when he can't bring the carbon, all the more so, all we have left is what? Ein lanu ele tshuva. Now here he does say tshuva, so to be fair, he does call it tshuva here. Right? But again, he's defining tshuva for us as what? As the chiyuv lizvados, the obligation to recite vidui and to confess that I know, that you know, Hashem, everything that I did. The Rambam, according to many, Achronim, has a similar formulation. How you learn this Rambam, we're going to have to discuss. I'll have to figure out how to learn this Rambam. But let's read the words of the Rambam. The Rambam also seems to emphasize vidui as the definition, as the essence of tshuva. The Rambam, the opening halacha of Hilchos Tshuva, in source number 8, kol mitzvot shebe Torah bein asei bein lo sasei, im over adam al achs bein, whether it's on purpose, whether it's bishkaga, kish sheyase tshuva, interesting formulation, kish sheyase tshuva, when you do tshuva, v'yashuv, and you come back, right? Mechato, from his sin, chayav lisvados. The Rambam puts the chiyuv in terms of vidur. Kishya, you're going to do tshuva. Kishya asa tshuva. When you do tshuva, the mitzvah shabo is what? Is chayav lisvados. To confess, lefnei akel baruch hu, and he quotes the pasuk in Parshas Naso, ze vidui dvarim, and then he writes, vidui ze mitzvahs asei. The mitzvah of what we would call tshuva is really vidui. And that's the pasuk the Rambam quotes. So many say that the Rambam understands that tshuva is not a mitzvah. And we'll talk about why in a minute. But vidui is a mitzvah. Now, to be fair, many have pointed out that if you look at the Hakdama Tilchas Tshuva, the koteret, right, the headline, so to speak, the title at the top of the page, before the Rambam even starts to explain clearly the details of the mitzvah and the details of Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam writes in source number 9, Hilchos Tshuva, mitzvahs ase achas, v'hu shiashuv achote mechato lefnei Hashem v'yizvada. Where the Rambam seems to lump together and link tshuva and vidui as really being two sides of one coin, and there are many who explain in that way. That tshuva is a mitzvah and vidui is a mitzvah, and it's really one mitzvah. The Mabit, I think, in the Kiryas Sefer says explicitly like that, that it's really, it's one mitzvah with two parts. Okay. But again, if you look at the words of the Rambam in source number 8 in Hilchos Tshuva, in the opening halacha, he says vidui zemitzos asay. Right? He says chayov lezvados, and that leads many to believe. Again, this is not my own suggestion by any stretch of the imagination. That leads many achronim to believe that the Rambam formulated the mitzvah of tshuva as really a mitzvah of vidui. Who learned the Rambam this way? Just give you a few more makomos, and we'll look at some of their explanations outside and some inside. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Samach Dalet, again, where the Chinuch seems to have a similar formulation, the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Samach Dalet says like this: the Nitziv in the Hamak Davar in Dvarim Parak Lamed Pasuk Yud Aleph seems to say like this, and the Meshech Chochma that we'll look at in a moment in source number 11 seems to say like this. Okay, and others say like this as well. So I want to give you two explanations as to why tshuva can't be the mitzvah. Again, let's work off the assumption, again, like some of these Rishonim seem to formulate, that vidui is the mitzvah. So then we're left asking, well, why is tshuva not the mitzvah? If vidui is the definition, is the real essence of the mitzvah, why, you know, we talk about tshuva, hilchos tshuva. Right? Why does it call it hilchos vidui? But why can't tshuva be the mitzvah? Why would it be incorrect to label tshuva as a mitzvah? So I want to highlight two answers that, again, are found in the Achronim. One answer is found in the Mishnah Siyavitz. Mishnah Siyavitz is Rav Bezalel Zsolti, Zatzal, one of the great Gedolim of Eretz Yisrael, of Yerushalayim. In the Mishnah Siyavitz, Or HaChaim Simen Nun Dalet, at the very beginning, he explains the Shita of the Rambam in this way. And I also saw, Badal Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Rav Noach Isaac Olbaum, who has a commentary on the Rambam Sechos Tshuva called the Minchas Chein. On page 167, he says this answer on his own. He doesn't say it b'shem Rav Zsolti. He says it on his own. Okay, so Rav Zsolti in the Mishnah Siyavitz Simen Nun Dalet, and Rav Noach Isaac Olbaum Shlita in the Minchas Chein on the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, page 167, say the reason tshuva can't be counted as a mitzvah is the following. They point to another Rambam. The Rambam in the seventh parak in source number 10 on the page in front of you. The Rambam in the seventh parak of Hilchos Tshuva in Halacha Hay tells us perhaps why tshuva can't be the mitzvah. Again, the Rambam said in Halacha Aleph, Kish Yasa Tshuva, when you do tshuva. What do you mean when you do tshuva? Maybe I won't do tshuva. So says Rav Zsolti, and says Rav Noach Isaac Olbaum Shlita, again, they point to this Rambam in source number 10. What does the Rambam say? Kol ha-Neviim Kulan, all of the Neviim have been screaming about for a long time the promise, the guarantee of tshuva. They're telling us to do tshuva. But they're also revealing to us a secret about tshuva. Ve'ein Yisrael Negalin Ella B'tshuva. The Jewish people can't be redeemed except by the process of tshuva. V'kvar hivticha ha-Torah shesof Yisrael lasos tshuva. B'sof galusan umiyad hein negal. There's a promise from the Torah. It's been expounded further by the Nevi'im that Klal Yisrael will do tshuva. It's a guarantee. So says Rav Zsolti, says the Minchas Chein, the Mishnah Siyavitz, you can't make a mitzvah out of something that's a haftacha. It's not really within our bechira even to choose. We have to do tshuva. Again, our job, yes, is to speed up the process and to be proactive in tshuva, or as we understand tshuva as vidui. But to call tshuva the mitzvah, tshuva is connected to geula. Just like geula is guaranteed, tshuva is guaranteed. It has to happen. Again, kvar hivticha Torah. And both of them bring proofs that, again, that something that's a haftacha can't be considered a mitzvah. Mitzvah implies the ability to choose. But we have a bechira to do or not to do. Tshuva has to be. And therefore, it can't be codified in a classic sense as one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. And therefore, vidui is defined as the mitzvah. That's one explanation. The Meshech Chachma, in source number 11, Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayelech has a different explanation. Meshech Chachma says, you know why tshuva can't be a mitzvah? And he points to the Rambam and says, the Rambam must have, or can be learned in this way. The Rambam is emphasizing vidui. Why can't tshuva be a mitzvah? Because he says, well, what's the mitzvah of tshuva? Not to do averos? So I ate a cheeseburger. So what? Now tshuva tells me I can't eat cheeseburgers? Right? The Isser Basar B'chalav tells me I can't eat cheeseburgers. I'm already, he says, Mitzuva V'omed, Amushva V'omed from Har Sinai. Right? What do you mean? What's tshuva? Stop doing an Avera? The Avera itself tells me not to do that Avera again. That's not a separate category called tshuva. Built into every mitzvah, right, is a don't do or a to do. So what do you mean tshuva can't be its own category? Every mitzvah is calling upon me to do the right thing. So therefore, he says, it must be that the mitzvah is lisvados. And again, he points to our Rambam as seemingly having this shita as well. Okay? So again, two different approaches why tshuva can't be the mitzvah. either like the Meshech Chachma writes. Again, we'll just read a little bit inside, source 11. Right, he says, Eich nechsheves, where it's bolded. Eich nechsheves l'mitzvah sheyashuv mikislo. What, to stop being a bad Jew? That's called tshuva? V'lo yechta'od? Halo b'lo ha-mitzvah. Mitzuvah va'omed. I'm already commanded from all the other mitzvahs. L'vli la'avor al mitzvah Hashem yisbarach. So how can you tell me there's a separate category called tshuva? Built into every mitzvah is the mitzvah. And therefore, the mitzvah, he says, is what? Where it's bolded, mitzvah lizvados u'lahagid l'fnei Hashem yisbarach. As we explained from the Sefer Achinoch, to confess before Hashem, ki odeya ba'atzma shachatu mavakish kapara. The mitzvah is not tshuva, the mitzvah is vidui. Having the guts to have that conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to have that conversation with yourself. So that's how many, again, Rishonim and Achronim learn the Shitas HaRambam, and of course, can't go into a yontav without trying to learn a Rambam, but let's try to learn this Rambam now, a little bit deeper, b'derech chasidus and b'derech drush. Let's try to understand a little deeper. Right? This idea of vidui, as so to speak, the tikkun of the peh, which goes really back to Adam Rishon and spans all of history all the way through Mashiach. Because we know that there's another Rambam. A person who just uses his peh in the tshuva process, and the Rav spoke a lot about this. If you've learned Ala Tshuva, there's a couple different sections in Ala Tshuva where the Rav talks about the kiyum halev of tshuva. Right? Yes, there are certain things you have to say, Ashamnu Bagadnu. Right, Ana Hashem, Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati. Yes, there's a formula in terms of the vidui. But if my heart's not in it, Rav Soloveitchik said, this is a mitzvah that requires a kiyum shebelev. Right? And that's clear, again, in Rav developed it in his language, the concept of a kiyum shebelev, right? A certain mitzvah requiring an emotional component, as the Rav said by Shofar, and other things as well. Right? But the truth is, it's already found, the Rav, again, he found the language to talk about that, but it's already found in classic sources. And the truth is, I think the Pasuk even says it. Let's go back to the pasuk that we would probably point to as the pasuk in Chumash that tells us about tshuva. A person might say, tshuva's too hard, I can't do tshuva, I don't know how to do tshuva. Comes along the pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim in source number 12 and reminds us, tshuva's not on the other side of the ocean. Tshuva is lo b'shamayim hi. Ki karov alecha hadavar ma'od b'ficha uvelvavcha la'asasa. It combines your peh and your lev, and that's how you do it. If you could put your peh and your lev together, that would be gavaldic. And that's what the Chovas Levavos said. Right? That the mouth has to be an honest spokesman for the leaf. And to be able to say certain things that a Jew needs to say, certainly again in this context of Vidoy, to confess to what I did. So again, to have that honest conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's a big deal. It's a big deal. But Hashem says, you can do it. It's not so hard. Ki karav alecha dar mod. Beficho uvavavcho lasoso. Just speak honest diburim from the heart, and you'll see that you're able to do it. And the Rambam says, if you want to really do tshuva, it has to be peh and lev. You have to combine one's lips and one's heart. Says the Rambam in source 13, in the second parak of tshuva. A person says, okay, so I'll say what I have to say, Hashamnu, Bagadnu, but his heart's not in it. Says the Rambam, that's not tshuva. Umahi tshuva. What is real tshuva? Says the Rambam, of course, first and foremost, a person abandons the sin. And he makes a commitment not to go back to that. To the point, he says very strongly, Shonos, Vayeda love Yodea Talumos, that Hashem will be able to testify that you're never going to do it again. And then the Rambam concludes, the end of Alacha Beis, where it's bolded, Vitzorech Lizvados, Bisvasov, Vilomar in Yanos Elu Shagamar Belibo. What comes out of your lips has to be a true expression, again, the lips being the outermost part of speech. We'll talk about why that is. But your lips have to be able to express that which he has concretely decided in his heart. Shagamar b'libo. And then the Rambam goes on in Halacha Gimel, Kol ha-mitzvah b'dvarim v'lo gamar b'libo. If it's just on the lips and it's not in the heart, if the lips and the heart are, so to speak, not aligned properly, then chas v'shalom, this is harei zedom eletovel v'sheretz b'yad. It's like going to the mikvah when you're still holding the davar tameh in your hands. So says the Rambam, if you want to really do tshuva, a person has to what? Lizvados b'svasav. You have to make a concrete decision in the heart and have the courage that when that emotional, you know, awareness in the heart is real, to have the courage to say it, and vice versa. Even if I have the courage to say it, I have to make sure that it goes in the other direction also, that I'm not just, it's not just lip service, but I'm really speaking deep things. And I'm revealing the depths of my heart. And my heart is filled with a deep understanding that I sinned and I did the wrong thing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be better. To be able to makasher his lips and his heart, that's tshuva, gemura, in the words of the Rambam. Tshuva brings geula. The Gemara tells us that tshuva has the ability to bring geula. And again, if we think back to where we started this year, that Adam HaRishon, who also had potential, according to the Svarim HaKadoshim, to bring geula, and messed up, and now we're working throughout all of history, Adam, David, Mashiach, trying to bring geula, trying to make it happen throughout history. So as we get closer and closer to what? To tshuva, which is defined as vidoy, of aligning the peh and the lev, that brings the geula. The Gemara says in Yoma, source 14, Gidol l'tshuva shemekareves or meviya es ha-geula. If we can do real tshuva, again, as defined by the Rambam and the Chinuch, vidoy, and the Rambam takes it a step further, vidoy means aligning the peh and the lev. If we could do that be'emes, then we'll bring the geula. Then we'll be metakin, the false speech, the erroneous tzivoy that Adam Rishon said on behalf of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not so pashut, my friends, to unite the lips and to unite the heart. Let's learn a piece of Pachad Yitzchak on Purim. Now you'll say, Mehechi Tesi, a piece of Pachad Yitzchak on Purim, this close to Yom HaKippurim. But I'm sure we're all familiar with the Tikkun Ezar in Source 16 that says, Purim is Kariyas Al Shem Yom HaKippurim. And if it was Purim time, we would try to argue that Purim is even greater than Yom HaKippurim, but it's Yom HaKippurim time. So we're going to argue that Yom Kippur, of course, is... And Purim is a taste of Yom Kippur. Okay, but we know there's a link between the two. Right? Even the Vilna Gaon developed an idea that the eating and drinking of Purim is the flip side of the fasting of Yom Kippur. It's a big inyan, but Rav Huttner reveals us something about Purim, which I think is equally true about Yom Kippur. Rav Huttner, in his very unique style, in the Pachad Yitzchak Purim Inyan Dalid, writes as follows in Source 15. Yom Nakam Belibi. The Navi says, Yom Nakam Belibi, I've set a date in my heart for the Nakama, for the revenge, to rectify all the blood that's been spilt throughout history of Jewish suffering. Va'amru Chacham, Malzen Chazal say in the Medrash Mishlei, Liba Lipuma Logalia. To bring together the lave and the mouth is not so pashut. The fact that Hashem knows in his heart, kivyachol, when Mashiach's going to come, when Hashem's going to finally set the record straight, such a thing exists. But Liba Lipuma Logalia, Hashem's not talking about it. The Torah's not talking about it. Chazal are criticizing those who are talking about it. It's supposed to be a secret. Don't try to predict when Mashiach is coming. Right? Chazal have very sharp things to say. Ah, many tzaddikim throughout the generations predicted when Mashiach is coming. Even the Rambam who paskens that you're not allowed to do so, he himself, in the Igeres Teiman, gives a prediction. Okay, good question for another time. But Liba L'Puma L'Galia, there's a disconnect in Galus between what? Between the peh and the leif. They can't come together. Klomar, says Rav Huttner, Oso yom shabo osi l'kadosh baruch hu linkom Nikmasa shall Knesset Yisrael, that day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will seek vengeance for all of our suffering. Oso yom na'atu bilvavo shall HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol. It's hidden in Hashem's heart. Viganusu oso yom. It's buried somewhere deep, deep, deep inside, and it's not for us to know. On Purim, we got a taste of the Nakama, says our father. On Purim, Yom Nakam Belibi emerged. We saw it with our own eyes. Just how far Hashem is willing to go to destroy our enemies, the ultimate enemy, Amalek, in the form of Haman, and to bring a geula for Klal Yisrael. And therefore, says Rav Huttner, we got a taste of geula. A taste of peh and lev coming together. Says Rav Huttner, where it's bolded, B'yom zeh nafla machitza ben aleva peh shel kivyachol. Kivyachol, Hashem spoke to the world on Purim. Hashem spoke openly on Purim. Hashem brought together, He revealed the secret of geula. We got a taste of geula on Purim. Livo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu karuv ma'od lepiv b'yom HaPurim. Hashem's lips, Hashem's mouth, and His heart, kivyachol, are close to one another on Purim. And therefore, says Rav Huttner, who himself was knowing to drink a lot on Purim, Rav Huttner says, this is one of the reasons, he concludes the piece, why we drink on Purim, because kiyaduo, when a person drinks, he starts to speak a little bit more freely, the feelings of his heart. And therefore, Rav Huttner, such a beautiful and poetic style, ends the piece with three words, Liba Lipuma Galia. On Purim, the mouth and the heart are connected. Liba Lipuma Galia. That which is within the heart is revealed, is in a state of giloy on Purim. So on Purim we achieve that through the shichrus. Obviously on Yom Kippurim it's a very different feeling. Right? But I think if this connection between Purim and Yom Kippurim is true, then just like on Purim, a person got a taste of libo lepuma galia, some type of connection between the peh and the lev. Yoni, if you figure out something now, I don't have that one. I know what you're doing, and I don't have that one. Okay, but on Yom Kippurim also, there's some type of libo lepuma galia, that the lips and the heart align, and that's what tshuva is. That's what tshuva is, that the heart and the lips should be able to align That's the essence of tshuva. Let's learn a piece from Rabbi Nachman. And I think this really captures the way a Jew is supposed to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom HaKippur. And by the way, many people talk this way also to Hashem on Purim. But again, it's a different feel, but connected. In the Sichos Haran, in Source 17, Rabbi Nachman says as follows, in Oz Zayin, Tov Ma'od, it's a very good thing. Mishiyachol lishboch sicho lefnei Hashem yisbarach berachamim v'tachnunim kiben ha-meschate lefnei aviv. Kiben ha-meschate lefnei aviv is an expression we find in Shas, in Brachos and in Tanis, both on Daf Yud Tes, in the story of Choni HaMagel. Choni HaMagel was the one who, so to speak, beat the system. He drew a circle and he stood in it and he said, I'm not getting out of the circle until Hashem makes it rain. And Choni HaMagel beat the system. And the Gemara says, oh, Choni, you deserve to be put in Nidui. You deserve to be excommunicated. But you're like a ben who's meschatel fnei aviv, like a child who rebels against the parents and still, you know, the parents still love their kid. Gets away with it. So says Rabbi Nachman, it's good if a person can find the way to talk to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to speak honestly, barachim v'tachnunim, like a child even who disappoints the parents and is still able to to come back and to talk to the parents. Ki alo Hashem yisbach kvar karanu banim. Hashem has called us his children, like it says explicitly in the Torah, Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yud Daled. Al kein tov ma'od lefareish tichaso v'tzaro lefanov yisbarach, keben shekobe lefnei aviv, b'tnuos shochein v'rachem. When a Jew stands before Kadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Rabbi Akiva, the last Mishnah in Maseches Yoma, lefnei mi atem mitarim, who are you mitar yourself before? Avichem shebashamayim, like a child who's having a heart-to-heart conversation with a parent. Right? Like a mother and her son, or a father and his son, sitting down and talking, right? Straight, honest. Those heart-to-heart conversations, which are sometimes so hard to have with one's own biological parents. And yet, when you have that conversation, you put those feelings out there, when you're able to talk honestly about what you're feeling, and your parents are willing to share what they're feeling, then avos and banim come together. Heishuv lev avos al banim. And that's geula. That's mamash geula, when parents and children can talk honestly. So says Rabbi Nachman, we need to learn to talk openly. Lishpoch sichot, to spill out one's thoughts before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'af im nimet la'adam shelefi ma'isav eino keben lefanav yisbarach. And if you'll think that maybe I did so many averos that I'm not one of Hashem's children anymore, remind yourself that afal pichein, I am, because the Torah says I am. Shuvu banim shovavim. Not all banim are good banim. Some banim are banim shovavim. But those are also invited to do tshuva. If you feel that you don't have a right to talk to Hashem, im kol zeh, halo Hashem yisbarach chanu banim. Bottom line is, Hashem called us his children. And therefore, I come before Hashem on Yom Kippurim, or hopefully more often than that, but certainly on Yom Kippur, and I talk to Hashem honestly. And if Hashem pushes you away, Rabbi Nachman says, you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do what you want to do, but I'm going to do what I want to do. And what I want to do is, I want to come to you holding a banner that says, Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, Shuvu Banim Shovavim. And even a bad child is still called a child. And I'm here to talk. I'm here to talk. Breast livers love pointing to a bir halacha in Hilchos Tanyos. And you'll see why very quickly. Because the Chafetz Chaim, in one place, in the bir halacha, talks about his bodedus. The way that Rabbi Nachman's talking about it here. Talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Taking the time to have conversations with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not in the formal conversation of tefillah, and not in the conversation that takes place over a Baba Kama, which is also a form of dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in a very different way. And breast lovers love pointing to this piece of Bir Halacha. When they say, oh, breast lovers, you and your Hezbodidus, you're in the forest talking to God. They say, oh, Chafetz Chaim, look, Bir Halacha, Hilchos Tanyos. Tafkuf Ayin Aleph. Take a look. Source 18. The Chafetz Chaim writes, Re'ithi lahatik po mashakosav hashla b'shem sefer charedim. Shematza betoch sifrei ha-mekubal ha-aloki chasida kadisha. Rav Ri Luria Ashkenazi. Who's Ri Luria Ashkenazi? Rav Yitzchak Luria the Arizal. So the Sefer Charedim says that I saw in the writings of the Arizal, b'sefer echad ksivas yad, kol masha timso b'sigufim. All of this description of how a person who's fasting has to afflict himself as a means of tshuva, yeah, there is such a thing, but lo nizkru el l'misha ein amelo b'torah. That's only for a person who's not already amel b'torah. Aval misha torasu umnaso, who shouldn't be fasting so much, right? Because you need your strength to learn. V'yodea das v'yiras Hashem, and he doesn't want to take away from his learning. So what should he do? What's his tshuva? It's not fasting. It's too hard to learn a ketos when you're fasting. Right? No one has the head for that. So what should he do? What should a ben Torah do in order to make sure that he's also connecting to Hashem and doing tshuva, so to speak, in the way that a fast can be a form of tshuva? Ach yom echad min ashua. Says the Chofetz Chaim in the name of the Kisvei Arizal, one day a week, Yisrachek mibnei Adam v'yisbodeid beino levein kono. One day a week, you leave the walls of whatever your environment is, and you go out to be alone with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'yiskasher machshav tobo ki'ilu kvar omed lefanav b'yom adin. And you picture yourself standing before Hashem the way you're actually going to be standing before Hashem, and not so long from now, on Yom HaKippurim, during the Yimei Rachim, these days. V'yedaber lekel yisbarach hasha yedaber ha'eved al rabba uben el aviv. And you talk to a Kodesh Baruch Hu the way that a child talks to a parent, or the way that an eved stands before a Rebbe, before his master. Yeah? V'etiku zeh achronim and achronim bring this as well. To be able to do this once in a while, we should halavai be doing it. But certainly, says the Chofetz Chaim, on Yom Kippur, during the Yom Adin, that's how we're standing before Hashem. Having a conversation, you and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. To be misbodeid, beino levein kono, to attach your mind to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and to talk to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, like a ben who speaks to his father. This is true for, again, once a week, halavai, and certainly on the Yom Adin. I have a sefer at home called Parshas Gedulas Mordechai. And in the sefer Parshas Gedulas Mordechai, from Mordechai of Kremnitz, he has an explanation of one of the Zmiras of Shabbos, when we say, Kol Makadish Shvi Karoilo, we say, Scharo Harbe Ma'od Al Pipalo, we ask some questions, how could it be Scharo Harbe Ma'od, if it's in accordance with your Pu'ula, then it's not Harbe Ma'od. There's a whole story about some people who came to him, they were kicked out of their city, and they were looking for Chizuk. We'll leave all of that explanation for now. But he says the following. In the Sefer, I found the following line. He says, Ki Isa B'Svar Makadoshim, in Source 19. Inyan Hisbodas. The Svarim HaKadoshim, such as the Mishnah Berurah, talks about Hisbodas. Sha'adam ba madrega yivchar lo yom echer b'shvua l'kadish es atmo b'sbodas shal kedusha kol osvei yom. That a person should take one day a week to spend alone with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Learning, doing other things, but also talking to Hashem. Says Rav Mordechai of Kremnitz, Zecher Tzadav Kodesh Levracha, Hine yom Shabbos Kodesh hu kviya v'kaima. Shabbos is a day where every Jew, it's a Yom Kavua for this Hisbodas. V'i'af shor l'shnoso l'yom acher chas v'shal. Shabbos is a Yom Kavua for having conversation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? And it's easier. You shut off your cell phone, you close your computer, you disconnect from your work, right? Whatever your Olam Haza responsibilities and obligations are, and you're alone with Hashem. And you daven more, and you talk more to Hashem. And you have the Yishuv Adas, hopefully, to have that conversation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That which the Svarim HaKadoshim were talking about having a day apart from the world, that's a different day in addition to Shabbos. But Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima for every Jew. That's a day where a Jew is alone and having conversations with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and connecting deeply, privately with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So my friends, if this year Yom HaKadosh, Yom HaKippurim falls out on Shabbos, then it's a double whammy, right? Meaning Yom Kippur is already supposed to be a day where a Jew is able to be misbodeid and have a conversation one-on-one with the Kodesh Baruch. Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. So Yom Kippur, that falls out on Shabbos, Halach is Kam V'Kama. It's a day where a person has to be able to have real Diburei Emes, connecting his lips and his heart to Kodesh Baruch. And now we come to the end of this year. By many tzaddikim, by many chassidim, and by many Jews, there's an inyan to say the nusach of the Shem Yichud, Kodesh Baruch Shchinte, before performing a mitzvah. In many Sefer Chassidus, they develop an idea that really the all-encompassing, and it really fits with the Meshech Chachma we said earlier, the all-encompassing mitzvah is the mitzvah of tshuva. Because when I do an Aveira, right, built into that Aveira is a call to do tshuva. And every mitzvah is a way of connecting to Hashem, is really a form of tshuva. Tshuva, which was, according to Chazal, Kodem La'olam, it's created before the world, is really the shorish of everything. That's everything. Gula's. So gula is tali and tshuva. Tshuva is really the root of everything. So before performing a mitzvah, we say the following, many people say the following declaration. L'shem yichud kodesh baruch hu shchintei, I want to try to connect kodesh baruch hu with the shchina, b'techilu rechimu, b'techilu means with yira, rechimu with ava, li'yachid shem yudhei b'vavei, to connect the pieces of Hashem's name, so to speak, kiv'yachol, yudhei and vavei, b'yichud l'shlim b'shem kol Yisrael. I don't think anyone in this room really knows what this means. If you do, I'd like to hear, because I have no clue what it means. Right? But let's try a little bit to understand what is this? What is this declaration? No, the Yehuda had a famous tshuva, or he wasn't. He thought it was inappropriate to say it. It's not necessary. It's built into every mitzvah. But what are we saying? Why do we have to declare it? Almost goes back to the chinuch right? That even though you know what you should know in your heart, but you have to say it. The Shem Yichud is a reminder. Really, I should know this about every mitzvah. That's why the Noda Yehuda says, you don't need the L'Shem Yichud. The bracha on the mitzvah is the L'Shem Yichud. But if you don't say it openly, sometimes it's hard to achieve it. There's an interesting tshuva. The Shalos and tshuva is Mishnah Sachir. Mishnah Sachir. Who knows who the Mishnah Sachir is? Anyone know who the Mishnah Sachir is? He wrote another sefer that I'm sure many of you have heard of. Eim Abanim Smecha. Yeah, Rav Teichtel. So he also wrote Shalos and Tshuvos called Mishnah Sachir. In the Mishnah Sachir, he explains the Shitas HaRambam, why you need to do vidui. He says, really, tshuva should be really a feeling in the heart. But sometimes to awaken the heart, you need to, like the Chinuch says, in order to really feel it, you have to say it. You have to be able to say it out loud. So that's why many people, before doing a mitzvah, they remind themselves, what am I doing here? What's the point of this mitzvah? L'shem yichud kutcha brichu shchinte. To bring together kutcha brichu u'shchinte. Maza kutcha brichu, maza shchinte. Well, what is that? What is kutcha brichu and what is shchina? So very, very simply, the little bit that I understand. Kutcha brichu is kivyachol Hashem at his essence. Shchina, shchinte is Aramaic for shchina, his shchina. Shchina is a Kodesh Baruch Hu as he manifests himself in this world. And every single one of us is a part of that. Shechina is sometimes called Knesset Yisrael. We're Shechina. We're the shadow. We're the reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's Kutcha Brichu, so to speak, in our immature understanding, out there, the transcendent God. And then there's Shechinte, as Shem, as his Ziv HaShechina radiates into this world. And we're trying to connect Kutcha Brichu Shechinte. In other words, to bring together Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To bring together Avos Ubanim. To have that conversation, to realize that I'm living Lifnei Hashem the way that I am Lifnei Hashem Titaru on Yom Kippur. Let's go back to the words of the Rambam now. The Avodah is, the Rambam said, to connect your lips and your heart. Right? Again, the Rambam in the second parak. Tzarech lizvados bisvasav, to use your lips and to say the things shagamar beliba. To connect the lips and the heart. So what I'd like to suggest, is that the lips and the heart correspond to Kutcha Brichu Shchinte. That the heart, so to speak, is Kutcha Brichu. Hashem is the heart. And Klal Yisrael, as the spokesman of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, right? The Shechina is the lips. And I want to emphasize Dafka lips. For those, again, just for those who are a little more familiar with these types of ideas in Svarim, right? In the Sviros, the Shechina is associated with the sphere, the lowest of the spheres, Malchus. Which body part corresponds to Malchus? If you open up a Nusach Svar Tzidr to the beginning, Malchus corresponds to the Peh. Okay, so Klal Yisrael, so to speak, we're the spokesman of Hashem. Hashem doesn't have a voice in this world, if not for us preaching his ideas and his Torah. So I want to suggest that the Shechina, Shechinte, which is Klal Yisrael, which is Knesset Yisrael, we're, so to speak, the lips, and Hashem is the heart. And like the Rambam says, Sarach le'zvados bisfasav, we need to align the lips with the heart to the best of our ability. Now, why am I emphasizing lips? I can't go into the whole thing now because we have very little time left. Right? But I think there's dafka an inyan of lips. You could argue peh, you could say lashon, you could say tongue, like we saw earlier in the Shem Yishmuel. I dafka want to use lips. Again, just to give you some food for thought, the aravos are compared to the lips. The aravos are keneged, the lowest Jews. So the goal is that really that the kalach hadibur, right, the lips, which is the outermost part, should also be able to speak the truth. The more inside you go, the easier it is to be something true. In Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael lost their Koach HaDibur, they still could scream. Right? Hashem heard their kol. So Hashem says, we have 4 cups of wine on Pesach as opposed to 5, because only 4 parts of speech were in Gullus. The throat was never in Gullus. We could scream. That's what they did. They didn't know how to talk, but they still knew how to scream to Hashem. The kol was never in Gullus. Right? The lips are the outermost part of speech. It's the part that can sometimes become the most tamei and can end up in galus the most. And that's why learning to use your lips and to attach the lips and the heart is a big inyan. Okay, again, connected to aravos, lowly Jews, there's a lot there. But again, I think very simply we can make the case. On Rosh Hashanah, Areshes sifaseinu, yerav lefanecha. Hashem, allow our lips to be truthful before you. Hashem sifasai tiftach. Allow my safa, allow my lips to speak the truth. Yeah? Every time we daven, we say Hashem sifasai tiftach. Alchet shechatanu lefanecha, bebitui svasayim. Alchet shechatanu lefanecha, bitumas svasayim. Alchet shechatanu lefanecha, besiach sifsoseinu. The sicha that we're supposed to have, like Rabbi Nachman was describing, starts from the lips, or it ends with the lips. It comes from the lips. To be able to use our lips to connect the lips and the heart, again, in the language of the Rambam, svasav and the lev, that's tshuva gemura. And that's called Shabrichu Shchinte. That's connecting us in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now let me just say one thing about the lips. I want to show you one thing inside. Who's the one who taught us that these are days of connecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Yeshaya. The Navi Yeshaya. The Navi Yeshaya is the one who said, Dirshu Hashem b'imatzo, Kiru b'yoso karov. And Chazal tell us in two Masechtos, in Yevamos and Rosh Hashanah, yeah, that these 10 days is when Hashem is extra close. So Yeshaya did unbelievable things to bring us close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone know how Yeshaya died according to Chazal? The Gemara says, right there in that Gemara, where it says, Dirshu Hashem b'imatzo, Kiru b'yoso karov. That's these days. Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Hashem is so close. Yeshaya was megala, the closeness, the connection. But he still died in a tragic way. You know why? Says the Gemara in Yevamos in Source 21. Yeshaya was put on trial, false charges by the wicked king Menasheh. And Yeshaya knew that if he opens his mouth, Menasheh is going to kill him, and it's going to be almost, I got myself killed, and that's ke'ilu, suicidal. So he said, I'm not going to say anything. He wasn't going to answer the false charges. Says the Gemara at the end of the first line, Source 21, Amar Shem, he said a name of Hashem, he uttered a Kabbalistic name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ibla Ba'arza, and Yeshaya was swallowed up by a cedar tree. Anyone ever hear this Gemara before? It's pretty interesting. Yeshaya said, he uttered a name of Hashem, Hashem Kadosh, and he was swallowed up by a cedar tree. He was hiding from his enemies. But they took the cedar tree and they started to saw it. They started to chop it up. Kimata lahade puma. When they reached Yeshaya's mouth, specifically his lips, you'll see in a second, Nach Nafsha, he died. Mishum da'amar, v'soch am tameis vasayim. Because Yeshaya said, I'm amongst the people who are tameis vasayim. Yeshaya, who believes so much in the connection between Klal Yisrael and Hashem, especially during these days, still said about Klal Yisrael, the lips, that much they can't do. On the inside, maybe the tongue could say things can be connected to the heart. Maybe the throat could be connected to the heart. But the mamash megal it all the way to the outside, so to speak, the outermost part, the part that faces the world, the lips. Yeshaya said, no, that much Klal Yisrael can't do. And he died a tragic death because he didn't believe that the safa, that the lips, could be used in a holy way. So now let me show you why I think we're the lips and Hashem is the heart. Why are we the lips? Again, we said we're the Shekhinah. Hashem Yichud, Kutshubrichu, Ushchintei. Kutshubrichu, again, let's make sure we have all the puzzle pieces. Kutshubrichu, Hashem, so to speak, is the heart. And Klal Yisrael, which is Shekhinah, are the lips. Are the lips. Again, the Rambam used the word Safa. He used the word for lips, right? The gematria of the word Safa is Shekhinah. Shekhinah. Right? In singular, lip. The short, and Rambam said Sfasaf, but Safa, the shortest of that word, is Gematria Shekhinah, 385. We said that when Adam was created, Hashem invested in him a Nefesh Chaya. And Adam became L'Nefesh Chaya. What did Uncle say? What does it mean to be alive? L'Ruach Mamala. What's the Gematria of L'Ruach Mamala, the definition of man? 385. It's also Gematria Shekhinah. So a Jew, Shekhinah, which is Peh, again in Tikkuni Zohar, Klal Yisrael, the mouthpiece of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world, our job is to be able to what? To be spokesman for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're the lips, so to speak. Yeah? Even what we said before from the idea that Lashon, that the tongue, right? Lashon is also Gematria Shekhinah with the Kolel. Lashon's 386. Okay? So speech, again, is the concept of Klal Yisrael as the Shekhinah. Yeah? Why do I say Hashem is our heart? Hashem is the heart, so to speak? Hashem is the heart because the Medrash says in Shir HaShirim, in Source 22, Ani Yeshena V'libi Er, I am asleep, but my heart is awake. Says Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Eichon Matzinu Shenikra Kadosh Baruch Hu Liban Shel Yisrael. Where do we see that Hashem is called the heart of the Jewish people? And he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Tzur Levavi V'Chelki Elokim La'olam. So, Chaver, let's think about this. If Hashem is, so to speak, the heart, and Klal Yisrael are the lips, and the Rambam told us that the real essence of tshuva, to really do tshuva all the way, you have to align what? The safa and the heart, to put together the lips and the heart. What we're really trying to do is bring back together Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And that's what a person is saying every time you do a mitzvah and you say, L'shem Yichud Kutshabrichu Ushchintei, with an understanding that tshuva is the foundation of Kol HaTorah Kula. I heard from the Sturchina Rebbe that the machlokis and the psukim and the tzavim, right? Ki ha mitzvah hazos lo b'shamayimi. So what's the machlokas? The machlokas between some of the Rishonim, right? Is it a reference to Kol HaTorah Kula or is it a reference to Tshuva? So the Sturchina Rebbe once said, Sturchina Rebbe said, it's not machlokas. Tshuva is kol haTorah kula. Tshuva is ki mitzvah azos, which is a reference to all of Torah, is a reference to also to tshuva, because tshuva is the all-encompassing mitzvah. Yeah. So when we say l'shem yichud kut shebrich l'shchinte, when we're trying to bring together Hashem and the Shechina, it really means bringing together what? Our lips and our heart. It means tshuva, it means geula, it means everything, it means avos and banim coming back together. It means having that conversation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is difficult to have. So now I'll just leave you with an unbelievable remnant. What's the gematria? What happens when the safa, again, using the words of the Rambam, when the Rambam spelled it out, he said, lizvados bisvasov, mashagomar belibo. What happens when you combine safa and lev? What happens when the lips and the heart align? When liba lepuma galia, so to speak. Going back to the words of Rav Huttner. Safa, we said, is gematria shechina. Lev is Hashem. Safa is 385, and lev is 32. So what do you get? When the safa and the lev come together?
417.
Yeah? We go back to where we started. The Arizal writes in Sefer Likutim, in this week's Parsha, that Adam is Rosh Tevos, Adam, David, Mashiach. That's all of world history. That's all of world history. Adam, David, Mashiach. What's the gematria of Adam plus David plus Mashiach? 417. And the lips and the heart align, that's geula, that's everything. And my friends, that's the avodah of Yom HaKippurim. The avodah of Yom HaKippurim is to be able to do our part in bringing together a little bit, kutshabrichu shchintei, to bring together, by bringing together our lips and our heart. Because in our heart, we always know, ani yeshen of a libi er. On the inside, we're always with Hashem. On the outside, we mess up. Areshes of aseinu yarav lefanecha. Hashem, let the lips, the lowly lips, the outermost part of speech, let them align with the heart to bring the geula. What's the gematria of Yom HaKippurim? 417. Yom HaKippurim is 417. The avodah of Yom Kippur is the avodah of the whole history of the world. Adam David Mashiach. That the safa and the lev should be able to come together. Yirtzeh Hashem, we should be able to speak dibur emes to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And to do our part in bringing the geula that much closer. We end with the final source. The Moreh Na'im writes in Parshas Pinchas, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Shetzorach kol echad miYisrael letak lahachin chela komas Mashiach hashayach l'nishmas. Every Jew has to see himself as a miniature version of all of Klal Yisrael and a Kadosh Baruch Hu inside of yourself, the neshama. And to do your part in trying to bring Mashiach, to do his part. Kenoda sha'adam hu rashi tevos adam David Mashiach. Shekomasal sha'adam arishon misofa olam vad sofa. That Adam Rishon spanned all of history. He messed up with his speech. We have the ability to attack him with our speech. Concludes the Moreh Na'im in the last two lines. Al kein sarach kol echad miYisrael la'achin chelak b'chinas Mashiach hashayach l'chelak nishmasal. Every Jew has to do his part of bringing Mashiach through the process of Geula. Again, as we've explained today, through the process of real tshuva, of real conversations. It's a Shabbos and a Yom Kippur to talk openly to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ashi yitakin v'techonen kol akoma via yichud klali b'tmidas b'mehera b'yaminu. Shkach, k'mar chesim ha'tova.